Welcome to Siemens PLM Podcast Series on Smart Manufacturing, brought to you by the Siemens Thought Leadership Team. The landscape of industrial machinery and manufacturing is seeing an innovative overhaul of technological advancements, and it's a daunting task to validate and manage modern manufacturing and assembly operations to achieve that premium level of quality while optimizing costs. So today, this in our second podcast in this series, we are learning how machine manufacturers are leveraging the digital twin technology to make their manufacturing smarter. We'll discover the significance of digital twin for machine builders and examine more thoroughly the digital twin process from design through manufacturing, operations management, commissioning, and into service life. So once again, in this second in our series, we're honored to have our special guest, Bill Davis, who has over 30 years in the industry, with 20 years being an engineer and is currently the Director of Industrial Machinery and Heavy Equipment Solutions at Siemens. So welcome again, Bill. Let's get started. Can you briefly just touch on, you know, in the market, everyone hears about 3D printing and additive manufacturing. If you wouldn't mind just briefly touching on how that comes into play with smart manufacturing.
So 3D printing is kind of one of the newer trends from a manufacturing process. It, as a matter of fact, is what CNC machining is called now, subtractive manufacturing. So additive is building up, of course, the part from a base material of powder or liquid product based raw material. The interesting thing about it from a machinery perspective is that what it allows you to do, allows the machine designer to do, is take advantage of the fact that we used to have very complex machined parts, you know, 15, 20 parts that would be built up. So they were expensive parts, high precision, and required a lot of assembly time. And what's happening now is that the engineer can start the process looking at the outcome or what the output is that he needs from a performance parameter and figure out how that additive part can be made that costs less, has greater reliability and durability, and realistically looks at the cost factors there. Now, there's some ramifications of that because from a manufacturing and smart manufacturing perspective, the digital twin of that part usually requires far more than just additive. It requires post-process machining, and it requires a lot of other handling of that part to make it ready for the industrial machinery assembly. Additive is actually sparking a whole new class of machinery that includes both the additive side as well as the subtractive machining side in the same machining center. So that's the big change that we're seeing from machinery manufacturing perspective, is the fact that we've got to handle both the design piece of it, but we also have to handle it from the manufacturing perspective in the machining centers. So it's causing our machine shops to have to reinvest in more complex machinery.
And you had mentioned digital twin. Could we kind of touch on that topic in the context of machinery and how Siemens PLM is impacting digitalization? If you wouldn't mind maybe elaborating a little on that.
When we look at the digital twin, the conventional discussion around the digital twin is the design. Everyone claims that they have the digital twin of the machine. And it's true, they have the 3D models and representations of it. But the digital twin is a lot more than just the design parts that are going into it. And you know, more conventionally, folks think about that digital twin as being primarily the mechanical components of the machine. What's happening is we need to, you know, more and more adaptability is being driven and being introduced in the machine by means other than mechanical. What I mean by that is that we're using a lot more servo motor drives, and we're using a lot more software to create a more flexible machine, a more adaptable machine. And so you can't have a digital twin unless that digital twin reflects the electrical part and the software, the PLC programming piece as well. So even within the design realm, there are multiple disciplines that have to be incorporated into the true digital twin. And, you know, fortunately for Siemens PL, we have software that manages both of those aspects of it. Take into consideration as well that the need to have simulation be connected to that digital twin. That's another piece that historically has been done kind of after the fact, where the design is worked on and it's released, and then a problem is found in the field, and then we do some simulation and we figure out what's wrong, and then we go back and do the engineering change. Well, now we need to integrate that simulation into the digital twin. So if we're not including that upfront as part of the creation of the digital twin in the engineering space, we really don't have a complete digital twin. Let's take that into the manufacturing space, because we're really realistically talking about smart manufacturing here. So I want to take all of those parts, whether they're mechanical, electrical, or software, and I want to drive them down into those specific manufacturing disciplines. So from a part manufacturing process, the CNC and CAM programs that are needed to be generated, the CMM or inspection files that need to be generated so that I can automate the processes to manufacture that those parts. On the software side, I want to be able to simulate the execution of that machine in its digital twin. So if the machine has a rack that's supposed to extend, 200 millimeters in one direction, 200 millimeters in another direction, I want to be able to simulate that with kinematics in such a way that I can see what's happening to my machine as I accelerate that slide back and forth. So simulating the software execution as well as the physical domain for that engineering piece. On the electrical side, I, of course, have to deal with a tremendous amount of variability. One of the things that's usually not talked about so much from an industrial machinery perspective is that we often build machines that are one-offs, but we want to tie them back to a central kind of digital twin of the origin of that machine, so product families and the like, and variant configurations. From an electrical perspective, you may have a manufacturing requirement that it's, for one customer, it's a Siemens hardware, another customer, it might be Rockwell hardware. And those machines, while their functionality is the same, their configuration from an electrical and a mechanical purchasing requirement are completely different. So that variability that customers and machinery builders find themselves in needs to be reflected in that digital twin. When we also talk about the extension into manufacturing, what's important to realize is that how that manufacturing execution occurs is a reflection of that digital twin. So not just the parts that need to be made and the program that needs to be executed, but how do I manage the delivery of parts, the manufacturing of those parts from an operations management perspective and a quality control perspective? So from an operations management background that I have, one of the biggest challenges when you have multiple machines that you're trying to build at the same time is how do I coordinate all of those activities and deliver the right parts to the right place at the right time and reflect that in my manufacturing operation? So I need to incorporate not just the as designed bill of material, but I need to be able to reconfigure that so that it fits my manufacturing operation, so that it fits my assembly operation, and so that I can deliver the finished machine to the customer in the shortest amount of time possible and be able to visualize that over my manufacturing process and, again, just juxtapose it against the other customers that I have in the same space. the digital twin really spans this whole gamut from design through manufacturing, through operations management, into commissioning, and into the service life as well.
That was really good. I think people have a misconception about digital twin because they hear so much about it and they only think of it in terms of product. I think you really outlined us all that's involved there. In looking at Smart Your Manufacturing for the corporation or manufacturing company that is wanting to improve their process, production process, if you could just maybe cover some of the benefits of smart manufacturing, how it's going to help them at a general level.
Let's talk about it from the context of what needs to be delivered by the OEM or by the machine builder. When we begin to have these conversations with customers about smart manufacturing, some factors really come into play that deal with what we talk about from a complexity of the machinery process and how do they create value from the digital twin. And really what it keeps coming back to is that digital twin and how do I address the complexities in both my manufacturing operations as well as the different supply chain requirements and the regulatory and quality requirements that I have. So the multiple facets of the machinery build, it's really important for us to leverage that common backbone or that common framework of the digital twin to integrate digital engineering and the regulatory quality requirements. So how do I close that loop, in other words? I'll use the cell phone example. I could use machinery builders typically, you know, serve a lot of different industries, whether they're food processing machinery or high-tech electronics. And so regulations are a big part of that. And single source of loss of profitability, what we call margin erosion, comes from the fact that we didn't comply with regulations. So having that traceability between the digital twin all the way through the execution and proving that we met the regulatory requirements, that's an important part of smart manufacturing that we need to consider. And realistically, many of these, the manufacturing of this, of the machinery is an elaborate dance between supply chain, internal manufacturing, as well as assembly. And so we need to have a united knowledge management piece that ties everything together. And smart manufacturing allows us to be able to have the portability to take a design and move it across a border, to move it to a different facility, and still retain all of the quality and reliability for the manufactured end product. So that's a big piece of smart manufacturing, is really tying in both the design piece as well as the extension into manufacturing operations and operations management.
Thanks, Bill, for that answer. Enlightening stuff. And I want to thank you for joining us again today in this second in the series of smart manufacturing. And today, focusing on leveraging the digital twin. And we definitely look forward to more conversations in this series in the future. Thank you.